From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project. It's news, information, and a whole lot of twittering about how cold it is out there. If you're on our Twitter feed, you know what I'm talking about. I'm Allison Stewart, live from the studios of KCPW in Salt Lake City, Utah, where we're covering the Sundance Film Festival.
And I'm Rachel Martin at BPP World Headquarters in New York City. It is Monday, January 21st, light year 2008. Allison, do you want to pack up your bags and move permanently to Park City, or are you ready to come home?
I'm ready to come home, but Park City is actually a pretty great-looking town.
Yeah.
I keep trying to imagine it without Paris Hilton and Mary Kay Ashley Olsen twin person on the streets, because it's really beautiful, it's really lovely, and then there's just a whole lot of Gucci sunglasses and Fendi bags.
Funny.
And it's just a really weird scene, because then you have all these incredibly earnest filmmakers who are there, who want people to see their work, who are hoping to get some kind of distribution, so... It's a yang, but man, it's a yang as well.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Cornucopia of cultures there.
And I keep running into people I know. We ran into Dan Holloway, who is a guest host on the show sometime and film critic for Metro Newspapers. He'd seen quite a few films. He's staying for the entire film festival, believe
Someone's
it or not.
Someone's got to do it. The hard
Somebody's
work.
Somebody's got to do it. We cornered Dan on a street corner and asked him what he's seen that he liked.
The sort of... You know, big actory film that is getting a lot of mixed reviews, but that I really liked was The Wackness. I think it's a really fun movie. I think it's kind of the other side of the coin to Juno, which I mean it's a very saccharine movie. It's, you know, a coming-of-age film with a lot of, like, sweetness and heart. But the way that Juno was very indie and very no one's ever drinking, no one's ever doing anything illicit. You know, this is a movie about a teenage pot dealer, and everyone in the movie is constantly messed up. You know, they're constantly drunk, they're constantly smoking pot, they're constantly crushing up Ritalin and snorting it. But at the same time, it's basically the same sort of movie as Juno, and I think it's a lot of fun. And it has this on Juno: no one in the film ever says honest to blog.
That movie stars Ben Kingsley and one of them, their Olsons, as well as Famke Janssen and Method Man. We'll talk a little bit more about the film festival and the documentary series, because there's some amazing documentaries here.
Cool. We'll stay tuned for that. It was a big weekend in politics. If you paid attention, John McCain won South Carolina, Hillary Clinton and Mitt Romney took the Nevada caucuses, and our friend Jim Vandehei from Politico.com is going to be here to help us round it up.
And, of course, it was a big football weekend this weekend. BP Monday Morning Quarterback Bill Wolf, my husband, informed me he did not leave the house. And I'm interpreting that as did not leave the couch either.
Oh, I hope he had provisions.
As long as he had a cell phone, anything's possible in Manhattan. So we'll check in with him in just a minute.
And Sudhir Venkatesh spent years studying and spending time with gangs in Chicago. He wrote a book about it called Gang Leader for a Day, and he's coming into the studio later this hour to talk about the book.
Great.
We'll also go to Corva Coleman for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
Voters went to the polls in South Carolina and Nevada, and yes, that's a fairly big story. But the really big story is, I'm getting choked up about it.
I know.
It's football. This year's Super Bowl matchup is set.
47-yard try, his longest attempt of the game. He has missed his last two. Can he send the Giants to the Super Bowl? The kick is good, and the Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Where they'll face the undefeated New England Patriots. That was the call last night, courtesy of Fox Sports. And with that field goal, the New York Giants upset the Packers 23-20 in overtime in the sub-zero temperatures of Green Bay, Wisconsin's Lambeau Field.
Quite a few milestones in the game. It was only the third conference championship game ever to go into overtime. And it was just the third playoff game the Packers have ever lost at home in their 86-year history. The Giants set an NFL record by winning their 10th straight game on the road. And the winning kick was the longest ever made by a visiting kicker in Green Bay in the playoffs.
Giants linebacker Antonio Pierce says desire was the difference.
This team has never given up. This team will never give up. We're not finished. Played against a very good team today in the Packers. You got to give our hats off to them. They fought us to the very end. It was a competitive game. But I think the team that wanted it more today won.
Packers legendary quarterback Brett Favre threw an intercepted pass in early overtime, leading to the field goal that lost his team the championship. Favre would not say whether he'll run for an 18th season or next year, but he did say this loss was very painful.
I didn't rise up to the occasion and have in the past. I expect more out of myself. I know it's part of the game, but you know, it's very disappointing.
The Giants' win shows once again that they are a beacon of hope to the downtrodden and a sign that whatever obstacles may befall us, we can all... Wait a minute. Did producer Dan Pashman write this? We cannot let a Giants fan write this stuff. Matt, you must intervene. Let me skip ahead. Okay, Tour de Force, Triumph of the Human Spirit, Nietzsche and Uberman. Okay, here we go. The Giants will face the New England Patriots, who defeated the San Diego Chargers 21-12 to win a record-breaking 18th game of the season. If they take the Super Bowl, the Pats will be the first team to go 19-0 in NFL history.
Pashman's got the fever. Sent us an email so we'd all know it. The Patriots took the lead early in the second quarter and never relinquished it. The Chargers hung around and only trailed by two going into the fourth quarter. But New England would not be denied. Running backs Lawrence Maroney led the way for the Pats, and the Chargers' counterpart LaDainian Tomlinson barely played. Tomlinson entered the game with a bad knee and left after touching the ball just three times.
Here's Patriots QB Tom Brady on his team's quest for perfection.
There's been so much energy expended each week with, you know, with the expectations and the pressure that our coach puts on us. So glad we have a week off here, regroup a little bit and try to, you know, elevate our game for one last performance.
This will be the Patriots' fourth trip to the Super Bowl in 7 years. They've won a title each of the previous three times. Super Bowl 42 takes place in 13 days in Glendale, Arizona, just outside of Phoenix. That's the BPP's big story. Now here's Corva Coleman with even more news.